Today, these three players are after big bucks. But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Demarchand.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, a new group. Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We are an awfully competitive game where we have big bucks, and hopefully there'll be no whammies, because whammies take away the money. Right now, let's meet the players vying for all the bucks on Press Your Luck, starting with our first player, Ruth Scholl. How are you, Ruth?
I'm just fine, Peter.
That's good. Ruth, you are from where?
I'm originally from Massachusetts, but currently living in Washington State.
I see. And you came down here to play Press Your Luck?
I sure did.
What a gal. Now, Ruth, you are a champion at archery of some sort. What kind of a champ?
I was the 1969 Women's Bare Bow Archery Champion of the state of Washington.
Wow, do you still bare bow it, as it were?
No, I gave it up.
No. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, would you get some whammies for us? Nail a few of those?
I'd like to.
I bet you would. Good luck, Ruth.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Our second player is Mundo Portolek. How are you, Mundo?
Really good, Peter. Great.
Good. Mundo, where are you from?
I'm from Riverside, California.
I understand you are an absolute expert in something. What is it?
It's called Ultimate Frisbee.
Ultimate. Now, what makes it ultimate?
That's just the name of it. It's a combination of basketball, soccer, and football.
Serious Frisbee?
Yes.
Any body contact in there?
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh.
Not really bad, but it's got some body contact. Yeah.
With men or women?
Both.
Not a bad game, Mundo.
Yeah,
we'll have to talk about this.
It's fun.
We have body contact here. Unfortunately, they're whammy. But hopefully you won't get any. Good luck to you.
No, hope not. All right.
Our third player is our champ, Darren Weibel. For $10,500. Darren, what are you going to do with the money?
Put it back into school.
That's about one semester's worth of school, right?
Yeah.
It gets real expensive.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you need some more money.
Yeah.
Well, you're here at the right place.
And we're going to get it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Give me a buzzer answer, please, Ken. Multiple choice answer, one spin. Here's the first question, gang. Here's a Press Your Luck dating hint. Oh, boy. According to a survey by Cosmopolitan, out of 5 men, how many said they liked women to be the first to suggest... Darren?
3.
All right. How many said they liked women to be the first to suggest sex? Is it 3, 2, or 4, Ruth?
Probably 4, Peter.
What do you think, Mundo?
I'm going to say 3.
3, huh? Of every 5 men, 4 like gals who make the first move. And Ruth gets a spin. Good round, huh, Ruth?
No, my men.
What's interesting is they didn't necessarily suggest sex with the men they were with. That's the key to this one. Who was the last American president to have been an army general? Mundo.
Eisenhower.
Is it Eisenhower, Truman, or Johnson, Ruth?
Eisenhower.
Who is it, Darren?
Eisenhower.
Last presidential general was Dwight David Eisenhower. Ruth, 2, Mundo, 3, Darren, a spin. Number 3. According to the children's nursery rhyme, what exactly was it that Mary's sheep had that was white as snow? Darren?
Fleece.
Is it fleece, face, or feet, Ruth?
Fleece.
What do you think, Mondo?
Fleece.
We get pretty silly here. It was Mary's sheep's fleece that was white as snow. Ruth the 3, Mondo the 4, Darren the 4. Last one. Here we go. India, China, or Japan? Which is the world's largest producer of tea? Darren?
China.
Is it China, India, or Japan, Ruth?
India.
What do you think, Mondo?
India.
Well, the world's largest tea producer is India. Ruth the 4, Mondo the 5, and Darren Sage the 4. Stay there, because we'll come back with bucks for them after these words.
Oh, to Missouri.
We're back! We're talking bucks again, gang. Over $50,000 in prizes and cash and goodies. Sounds pretty good, huh? You think it's all great wonderment?
Well, yeah.
Guess what? There are things called whammies that will try to take that money away, so you don't want any part of the whammy, right? You want one of our great trips?
Yeah.
And our own little mouseketeer, Mr. Rod Ruddy, is going to tell us about one. Rod.
Hi, boys and girls. Here's a dream that could come true for one of today's contestants. Children of all ages will love 6 days in Florida's Magic Kingdom, Disney World. Experiencing all the thrills and excitement of Walt Disney's wonderful world, this is a trip worth over $1,500.
Oh, a nice trip. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, you want to win this round so you can play last in the final round. That'll give you a distinct advantage. Four whammies will give you a distinct disadvantage because you'll be history, and you can pass your remaining spins if you so desire. Everybody ready? Fewest spins first. When there is a tie, a player to my left goes first. That's Ruth with four spins. Ruth, big bucks. Let's
big
do
bucks.
It.
Big bucks. That's what we want. Big bucks. Big bucks in a trip to Florida and stop.
Stop at $500. Ruth, you're in first place. You have three spins left.
I'm going to you.
All right.
I want some money for my honey.
Stop at $350. That's $850, Ruth. Two spins left.
I'm going to go.
Go again.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm ready. I feel lucky. And stop.
Stop.
Look out, Bird. Look out, Kareem. Look out, Magic.
Ruth, did you bring your bow and arrow?
I need it.
Yeah. Left you with a spin, though. You want to get some bucks here? Let's do it.
Oh, one more spin. We'll go.
All right.
I can't see any worse than this. The money is some big bucks and stop.
Stop. Ruth, we'll give you a chance to rest.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I need a rest.
Still in the game, very much in the game. We'll go to Darren with four spins. Darren,
all right.
Ready?
All right, we're going. We're going to get him, and here we go. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin. First place, four spins, Darren.
Go for everything, all the money. Stop.
Stop that old
whammy. Okay, take it away. Okay.
You look like you needed your windows cleaned, Darren.
Yeah.
Three spins left, one whammy. They're going crazy today. Be careful.
I know.
We're going.
All right.
We're
going
to go. We're going to get some bucks here. Come on. Come on. And stop.
Oh, another whammy. This is whammies run amok, you know? I think they're making up for having been out of town for a day. Darren, you have two whammies, no dollars, two spins. You want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one.
Who
what
do
you
they
want
go
to do?
Who do I pass them to?
Either Ruth or Mondo.
I'm going to pass them to Mondo.
Mondo, they're two to you. You're up. Here they come. You have to take them because
right,
they were passed.
Two.
Here's the first
two.
One.
They're making money out of it. No whammy. No whammy.
Stop at luggage,
yeah.
Mondo, with $525. First place, one more spin you have to take.
All right, come on now. Four figures dollars. Come on now. How about it, and stop.
Stop at a portable TV. That's worth $400. You're at $925. Now you have five spins. You can press or pass.
I'm going to pass. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to press.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Come on now. Big buck. Come on. Got to keep going. Stop.
Stop at $350. $1,275, four spins. Mondo?
Let's keep going, Peter. Right. I'm going to keep going. Come on now, make some money out of it. Let's go, big buck. Stop!
Stop and move one space to 500 or 300 and a spin.
I'll take 500.
500 gives you 1775. Three spins, Mondo. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to take one more.
Take one more. Here we go.
Come on now. Keep the whammy to each side of me. Money in the middle. Come on now.
Stop at 750 and a spin. 25. You have three spins left, Mondo. What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to pass, Peter.
Darren or Ruth?
To Darren.
Darren, two to you. You
okay,
got it?
Okay, we'll take them. No
be careful.
Problem.
Here we go.
We got to go. We're going to get some big bucks. We're going to get it. Stop.
Oh, all right. All right. Didn't cost you money, but however, you're in a position where you have three whammies. One more, you'll be out of the game in the first round. We moved the spins from the pass column to the earn column because you whammied. So you can pass them or you can press on.
I'm going to pass them back to Mondo.
Oh, that's a nice... I think it's a... A sporting gesture, Mondo.
Okay, like I said,
let's see what she gives you.
Mondo gets no whammy today. Come on, Big Buck. Stop.
Stop at $300, 28, 25. Right. Avoid the whammy, Mondo, and you'll be in first place. You have one more spin you have to take.
Right. All right, come on now, Big Buck. Come on now, how about it? Stop.
Stop at 750
yeah.
and a spin.
Yeah, all right.
3,575. One spin left. You can press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass, Peter.
To Darren or Ruth?
I'll pass to Darren. Again.
Darren? This is where we separate the men from the boys, Darren. You want a silver bullet to bite on?
Yeah.
You don't want a whammy here. You want some bucks.
I know. We're going to
get
some
bucks.
Come on, we got to get some bucks. Come on. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $200. $35.75. You have first place advantage. We're coming right back after these words.
In for.
All right, gang. You ready for more questions? And give me more answers.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first question. Let's assume your IQ is 100. Well, that means the entire staff doesn't have to listen to this question. Are you above, below, or average, Darren?
Below.
All right. Are you below, above, or average, Ruth?
You're average.
What do you think, Mondo?
Average.
If your IQ is 100, you are average. And Ruth gets a spin. Mondo gets a spin. No, I'll just move on along. The Bloody Mary has been called the Queen Among Cocktails because it's named after Mary, Queen of Scots. Which liquor goes into the Bloody Mary, Ruth?
Whiskey.
All right. Is the correct answer whiskey, rum, or vodka, Mondo?
Vodka.
What do you think, Darren?
Vodka.
Darren, you look like you know. The Bloody Mary cocktail goes for vodka.
Yeah.
Goes for vodka. That is. Mondo gets a spin and Warren. Darren gets a spin and... Ruth kind of blanked a little, huh?
Yeah, I don't drink Bloody Mary.
I understand. Here's the next question. Lasagna, macaroni, spaghetti. Which of these pastas do Americans like best? Darren.
Spaghetti.
Is it spaghetti, lasagna, or macaroni, Ruth?
Spaghetti.
What do you think, Mondo?
Spaghetti.
Favorite pasta is spaghetti. Woo! Ruth to two, Mondo to three, Darren to four. Last question. Here it comes. The nerves that control your balance are in what organ of your body? Ruth.
The head.
Is it the head... Give me an organ. Give me a more specific.
The brain.
All right. Is it the brain, the eye, or the ear, Mondo?
The ear.
What do you think, Darren?
The ear.
Your balance mechanism is in your ear. That's correct.
Yeah.
Ruth goes to two. Mondo goes to four. Warren, Darren, to five. And we'll be back with Big Buck after these words. Stay with us.
Cable's Entertainment Network.
All right, gang, here we are. This is the big time. Over $100,000 on the board. Actually, $0.1 million. I like it better. Sounds like more money when you say that, doesn't it? All right, there's all kinds of goodies. Mondo, $35.75. You'll play last. You earned it. Ruth, actually, $0. You're going to play first. But before you play, we're going to tell you about one of our great trips in our very own company. Mr. Rod Roddy is going to be day one on us.
Well, of course I will, Peter. There's a fabulous trip to London up down the big board today. It could be one of our lucky players' chance to spend six full nights and days taking in all the sights and the sounds of England's magnificent capital. A trip worth almost $2,500.
Oh, that's a lovely trip. Ruth, you want the trip? Ready for the trip?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready, Peter.
Enough whammy. Just get some bucks here, Ruth. Right, first, here we go.
Right. Let's go. I want some money for the trip, and I want some money for my honey and stop.
Stop at $750. Yeah. Second place, Ruth. You have one spin left. You can press or pass.
Oh, I'll press.
All right, here we go.
I'm going. And stop.
Stop at $1,250. That's $2,000, Ruth. You're in second place. We go to Darren with five spins, 200. Now, Darren, you have three whammies. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game.
And now we're going.
So let's get some bucks here.
We gotta go. We gotta get some big bucks. Come on, please. I need you. Stop.
Oh.
You're out.
You're out.
You know, at least you got serenaded to, you know?
know.
It's terrible. Well, you're out of the game. You have some money that you won before, so you get to sit back and relax and watch a very exciting game. Are you ready? Mundo, you're up, 35-75, and four spins.
No whammy, not up here at all. Nothing but big bucks. Mondo, man do, can do. And stop.
Stop it, move on, face 2,000 or lose one whammy, or Tokyo.
Tokyo.
$3,698, Mundo. 72-73, five, two, seven, three, more than Ruth, three spins. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Three to you, Ruth. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's Mundo versus Ruth here. Remember, she's a archery champ, Mundo. Here we go, Ruth.
No, 2,000. No, Mary, stop.
Stop. Add insult to injury. They didn't even, he didn't even prance through his Lawrence Welk. It's not even fair, Ruth. Let's talk for a moment, Ruth.
Okay.
You have three whammies, no dollars, two spins. One more whammy, you'll not only be out of the game, but Mondo will walk away as the winner.
Yeah.
However, you have no bucks, and you have two spins.
Right.
So what do you want to do?
I'm going to pass him to Mondo.
You're going to pass him to Mondo?
Pass him to Mondo.
Mondo, they're yours. 72-73. Let's see
all
what
right,
happens.
Peter, got to take it. Let's go now. Two to go here. Two to go for some money. Come on. Stop.
Stop. Pick a corner. 750 Copenhagen or 1250.
Copenhagen.
That trip to Copenhagen is worth $3,686.
Yes, yes.
You're 10,959. You have one more spin you have to take. If you avoid the whammy, you'll be the champ. If you whammy, you and Ruth will come back next time. Are you ready, Mondo?
Ready, Peter.
Ruth? Big spin.
Six.
Here we go.
One to go, one to go. Gotta take it. I'm walking out a winner with a big spot. And stop.
Stop at 25. Yeah. You get it at $13,459. And we're fucking back and talking to you after the American.
All across the dial.
Good afternoon. Today's big special up in the Mondo with $15,459. And the luckiest one, Rod Roddy, is going to tell you what you won. Rod?
Thank you, Peter. Mondo, listen to this. You have won a color TV. Hitachi's 13-inch Quick Start color TV, 100% solid state video system, random access tuning, signal tracker system, and private earphone from Hitachi. Mondo, you have won some luggage from Ventura, state-of-the-art luggage engineer to do what great luggage should do, especially when it's from Ventura. And you can take that luggage on a trip to Tokyo.
Yeah!
We're going to fly you and your companion round trip coach from Los Angeles to Tokyo for a six-night stay in a fine Tokyo hotel. Visit some of Tokyo's most historic sites and beautiful temples. Now you want a trip to Copenhagen. You and your companion will fly to Denmark's enchanted capital for a six-night stay at a modern hotel. You'll be centrally located near shopping, palaces, museums, and Copenhagen's famous Tivoli Gardens. Mondo, those prizes total $8,309. Combined with the $5,150 in cash you won, that gives you a grand total of $13,459.
We're back.
Yeah.
And Mondo, $13,459. Not too shabby
for
a day's work. Well done. You get to come back and hit on us again. All right?
I definitely will.
I figured you'd like that deal. Darren, you are leaving us with $10,500.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good luck in school. You've been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Ruth, we've had some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us. You were a lot
thank
of fun.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Good. I have a little goodie before we leave. This one is from June Hertziger of Santa Barbara, California. The whammy has me so uptight and I'm shaking with such fright. Please rush me to the nearest shrink. I think I've found the missing link. That is the missing link. June, we'll have to talk to you, June. In any event, until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Thunderbolt Studio audience received the Ginny B's Trash Compactor. Turns 5 20-gallon cans of trash into one small cube with wheels for the curb of the Ginny B's. And here's what we have for departing contestants. Capture your best memories with a Polaroid. The Sun 600 comes with carrying case and coupons for free film. Plus, new shake and bake coating mix for fish. A great tasting recipe with delicious seasonings and a touch of lemon for moist and crispy fish. Also, a toaster oven. It's a toaster. It's an oven. It's a top runner. This convenient energy saver will see through window makes cooking a breeze. And from Nabisco, better cheddars. Real aged cheddar in every single bite. In this Sunday's Super Bowl Savings Edition coupon insert. Also, get into the groove with this portable AM/FM high-tech radio. Includes earphone and special multi-blend for TV frequency. Plus, Chex cereal with milk. Also, look for the Chex snack recipe in this Sunday's Super Bowl Savings Edition coupon insert.
See players try to win big money on Tic-Tac-Toe. Next on USA, Cable's Entertainment Network.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.